Why be frustrated by slow internet when there is a powerful, reliable fiber internet network built by people you trust right here in your community? Smithville delivers the top speed available at one affordable price with the legendary customer service you deserve. When you're a Smithville customer, you get the fastest speed our network can provide to your home, period. Get the very best from your friendly neighborhood provider. We guarantee it. Contact Smithville today at 800-742-4084 or visit smithville.com.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 and the IHSAA proudly present the 109th Annual Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, sponsored by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. Tonight's game is brought to you by Smithville, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Bounds Flooring, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Lloyd Law, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, and Chris Smith Remax Acclaimed Properties. Now, here's Indiana Sportscasters Hall of Famer Joe Smith with Chalk Talk.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome once again to the 109th Boys State High School Basketball Sectional Tournament. The venue tonight, Memorial Gymnasium at Columbus North here. As the defending champion, the South Panthers hook up with the Columbus East Olympians, who ousted Bloomington North back on Tuesday night. Conversation with JR being brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, by Black Lumber a little bit later, J&S Locksmith, and our keys to victory to get the Panthers rolling here toward possibly a fifth consecutive sectional championship. And I might add, a rematch of last year's championship game, JR. But, well, before we talk a little about Columbus East and the state of the state, you've had all week to prepare for the Friday night gathering. It has arrived, so has the new month of March. So, in general, how have things been going as you look ahead to tonight to get rolling in the postseason?
Well, not knowing who we were going to play until late Tuesday night, we used Saturday and Monday and Tuesday's practice to work a little bit on Columbus East and work a little bit on Bloomington North to get a vision of both of them. And then, obviously, on Wednesday and Thursday, we could put all of our attention on Columbus East. Right. You know, we said before the tournament started how close it was going to be, how balanced it was. And obviously, Tuesday night's game go down to a last-second shot in overtime. And then Columbus North had a three-point shot to tie the game in the second game. So both those games were very competitive. And it would also, I would assume, would be tonight's games.
Well, and you know, you're sitting there with the bye, you knew that, and you just took us through a part of the work week this week. But is it better knowing you're going to play at least a team you had played, or say if that team would have been East Central, would that have kind of changed things? Has it made better for preparation this week now that you got a grasp that you played a team back in January?
Yeah, you know, we played them, and we knew what they did back in January is what they did Tuesday night. So they haven't changed a whole lot. They've done run the same plays, their swing offense, their spread offense. And they did show a little 1-2-2 three-quarter press that they hadn't showed in our regular season game, but they did show that against Floyd Central. We scouted them last Wednesday. And so, you know, that's something that Bloomington North did too, so we could work on that for either team. And but they're very patient. They don't play very many people. They only play six, maybe seven, if they have to. And really, really played poorly the first half and got down and come back and never quit, which is a sign of a chitty team. They play hard and all the way through and come back and basically had a one, then try to give it back to North in the overtime by missing some free throws and taking a really bad shot with 10 seconds to go. They had the game tied in overtime in the ball, and their senior guard just drove in and shot a really horrible shot that didn't get to the rim. And they had fouled Blair, I think, on the rebound. And then the rest of it was he hit one, and they scored the buzzer to win. So they had the game in their hand after they caught back up, after North had lost their lead. And Columbus East come back and had a two-point lead, shooting a one-on-one and missed to give them a chance to tie it before it went in that last part. So it was a up-and-down game. Neither team could shoot very well the first half, and Bloomington North got more shots to the basket and got more rebounds. Bloomington North killed them on the boards and got second, third chances and stuff, and that's how they got their lead. And then East started hitting some shots.
Well, and, you know, when that happens, good things happen. And East, obviously, as JR pointed out, takes the Cougars out in overtime back on Tuesday night. Well, that's now history. Tonight is present. We'll be back with more conversation. Kicking things off, game two tonight, Shelbyville and East Central. And we get rolling on semifinal Friday after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. JR, before we talk more a little about Columbus East and the personnel that Brent's going to throw at you tonight, very obviously memorable night last week, 8:07, but the game itself, I've been doing this a long time. I've never, ever seen a closeout like the one you clamped down on Northview the other night, 33-9. Had you ever been involved with one of your teams? I know there have been teams that have not scored or scored 1 point in a quarter, but for an opponent to have only one field goal in the second half, after they got it down to 6 points and made it tight, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, we were up 9 at halftime, and they had the ball starting the third quarter, and they come out in first play. The Gettle boy hits another 3, which is his third one, I think. And we switched off of him and put someone else on him, and then on they didn't score. I mean, they didn't score anything from the rest of the game, last 15-plus minutes. And I've had teams shut, you know, we've had teams shut teams out in the first quarter or maybe even second quarter, I can remember. But I've never, we shut Bloomington North out, I think, in the sectional game up at Shelbyville one time in the first quarter. And then, but not for 15 minutes. And at the time, didn't even think about that, you know, until you mentioned it, and it's in our system. So I said, I don't think they've scored this quarter, you know. But it was good that for us, that we got the lead and was able to push out and everybody get a play and in a night that was going to hope to be a celebration, and we didn't took a little bit of make sure that it didn't go down to the wire.
You know, one guy, unfortunately, that did not play in that memorable game was your outstanding junior point guard, Noah Jaeger. I talked to him after the ball game before he left the gym that night, totally shaken up after he hit some black ice and went off the road and crashed his SUV going to school. Wow, what a scary, scary incident there, just shaken up, you know, and sore. You didn't play. Talk a little about that, and just the Lord was watching out on everyone associated with South basketball there.
Right, he got in a situation there with some ice and went over into a ravine, banged off a couple trees down into a ravine, and his mother called me that he was all right. He had talked to her. She was on her way to the wreck site, and she decided herself to take it out to Cook, where they have their medical services there for them, for their employees. And everything came back negative, but they were a little bit leery just because of the shock on his body and didn't want him to play, which, you know, didn't really need him to play. And so we took 48 hours off, and from Thursday morning all the way to Saturday morning, he went back to the doctor, and everything was still checked, no concussion, nothing, all the x-rays, all the MRIs, everything come back negative, and so the doctor released him. And he practiced went over to Columbus and practiced on Saturday for an hour and a half. And he was able to get into that and then get another day off before we come back here on Monday. So very fortunate for him and, you know, and his family. And it's always a scary moment you get that call about a wreck with your children. And taking the basketball out of it, that would be in a really tough situation. And obviously he's a big part of our team. And but at that time we were thinking more about him than were victories.
Well, you had an opportunity to play a lot of guys. You played everyone that dressed that night in 8:07 on Thursday night of last week. Talk a little about, with Jaeger out, how did that kind of change things? I thought Connor Hickman came in, sacrificed his scoring to try to run the point, and you know, obviously you eventually got some good flow in your offense.
Well, he was 1-for-7, so he didn't start. He just missed shots, but he played.
He was
really
playmaking.
Well. He really played better. You know, beginning of the year, I thought we had two really good point guards, and it's been a season where Noah just hasn't had to come out. We hadn't, and Connor hasn't got to the point as much as I thought he probably would have during the course of the year. But he's a very good passer. He sees the floor. He makes some really good decisions with the basketball. Sometimes he'll overpass a little bit, but I thought he played really well for the first extended game where he had to run the point for us.
You know, let's go back now to, well, it was early January. I think it was around the 11th, the second Friday of the new year. You were in the mode of winning ball games, obviously going into this one with 12 in a row. We're talking a little about Noah. If you hadn't had Noah that night, you may have been beaten. He got some things done. I'm not saying you were stale that night, but you were a little slow to get on track. Was it a combination of things, or just kind of what do you recall about that 11-point win?
Trying to convince players that you have to play every game. You have to play the game. Sometimes they got a little – we'd come off of one of 7 or 8 out of 9, you know, got beat in overtime at Zionsville, beat Bloomington North, beat North Posey. You know, sometimes they start getting full of themselves a little bit, but we just shot so bad. You know, we were 2 for 17 on threes. We missed our free throws. It was only like 10 for 15 or 10 for 16 or something like that. First quarter is tied, then Noah took over in that second quarter you're talking about and scored 12 points, I think, in the second quarter. You know, we ended up with 5 guys in double figures. And I think 5 guys, maybe 6.
Four.
And then one had 9.
Yeah.
So we had a chance to have 5 guys in double figures. And it was a game where we jumped from tied to up 8 or 9 at halftime, up to 11 at the end of the third, and that's where it stayed, basically through the fourth quarter. And a tough game. I mean, we'd seen, and maybe it was a coach's fault too, because we'd seen East play on Tuesday night, and they just played horrible at Shelbyville. Couldn't do anything right, couldn't hit shots, couldn't do anything. And then he came out here and played the best game they played all year long, according to Brent, after the game, you know. And I said, why do you not play that like that against everybody else? And he said, this team is a mystery. You know, they're really good, real up and down, you know, like a yo-yo. And so that night they were up, and it was really a competitive basketball game. And this will be a really competitive game tonight. And if we shoot 2 for 17 from threes and shoot 50% from the free throw line, we had 13 errors that night. I just looked back on the stat sheet for that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not our game. And so, you know, sectional games, you got to see who gets settled down the quickest and get ready to play. Last night, I think both teams I watched, first 2 or 3 minutes of the game, both teams were just missing shots, making, you know, the nervousness of the situation. And obviously, East having played a game will be a benefit to them, being through that atmosphere, you know. And so we'll have to see who can set, we can settle down. And we give them a lot of easy opportunities in the second half where our defense was just not up to where it should have been. And we'll try to get that corrected.
We'll be back and talk about some correctional points, our J&S Locksmith Keys to Victory, some final comments with JR after this one-minute break. Semifinal Friday, Columbus East Olympians await the fifth-ranked Panthers. More conversation with JR after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. So you play them, you beat them January 11th, and you move through the regular season, and now here we are tonight. You watched them Tuesday night. They spring a relative surprise coming from 13 down to win that ball game against Bloomington North. How much have they changed, and what corrections are key tonight, offensively, defensively, as you take apart this one this evening?
Well, we watched them, and they ran the same offense. They ran the swing, which is their version of flex, and they run the open, which is their delay, 5-out, where they do a lot of back cutting and stuff. And then they run this little play on the side, which popped 33 out for 3 straight threes that got them back in the game. But they did that against us, too, in the regular season, and we scouted those. So we sort of know what they're going to do, like this late in the year, just as they know what we're going to do. It just comes down to execution. Last night, they didn't execute it all the first half, and the second half, they did. And they got back in the ball game and made some big plays. So we're going to have to not give them easy baskets. Last time we gave them a lot of easy lob plays into Frost. In the first half when the game was close, we gave them wide open threes that they hit three or four threes in the first half on us last in January. And so it's just an overall factor of the game. You just got to play both ends, as everybody always says, and you got to play them possession by possession. You can't let one possession, bad or good, get you all jacked up and mess up the next possession where you're supposed to be. They got 4 seniors that play in their top 6, 4 or 5 seniors in the top 7, something like that. And the Frost kid and the Johnson kid have been starting since they were sophomores. And the Whedon kid moved over from Columbus North. He's the one that made the big pass last night in for the layup, the 33 to win the game. So, you know, they got some experience. They're just, they just play. They just hang around. They play. Floyd Central, last one, they jumped on them 11 or 12 points. The next thing you know, with a minute and a half to go, was down to five. So, I mean, they don't ever completely panic and get out of the mode. You know, we had them down 11, and they got it down to 7 or 8, and then back to 11. Bloomington North had them down regular season. They had no, and come back and won, and the same way in the sectional. They just played so poorly, you'd think they might have just given up after the first half. But they come back and compete, and, you know, it's a tough game. The game will be won. It's not won in the press boxes or in the practices. It's, you know, you can't go by past scores. It's going to be a tight game.
You think this team, and I'm talking about your Panther basketball club, as savvy as they've been and the quality of opponents that you've played, are they embracing this favorites role to accomplish something this high school hasn't done for a while, and that's win five straight sectionals? I mean, you also face the one-and-done situation as well. If you don't play well, do they kind of embrace that? Give me a mental scope of, you know, how this team looked to you before they take the court tonight.
Well, so far, we had really good practices on Saturday and Monday and Tuesday, and, you know, we'll see how it goes here the rest of the week here for the game. So I think they'll be more engaged from the standpoint knowing who we play, because we spend a lot of time, this is on East, now this segment's on North, you know, not back and forth for 3 days. And now that we're locked in there, I think they're ready. I mean, if they're not ready, then it's not. I'm not going to do anything to change it. I mean, you play all year long to get to this point, and with all the pressure that the public puts on tournament success, you know, it's sort of unfair. I mean, no, it's not. It's really unfair that you can have a great regular season and stumble your toes in a tournament. It's a bad year. But in the retrospect, if you have a bad regular season, you can come in and do some really good things, and they think about you as that. So it's I'll tell them it's out there. It's in their hands. It's their team. And it's what they'll be remembered by. I've already have what I'll be remembered by. It's what they remember by. It's their group, and we put on a shirt, start the year, sectional championship trophy, and 21-3, 21-4, 22-3, 26-3, and I had another ball. What are you going to do this year? And so they really, the thing that they've really done is completely outstanding is, after going 0-2, to be able to come back and win 21 out of 22 games. You know, that's just really hard. I don't care who you are. That's just hard. And for them to stay in there, stay focused. We had some games we didn't shoot well, but we stayed focused defensively. And then we won the three or four toss-up games that went to the wire with Castle, Silver Creek, Floyd Central, Columbus North. And even these two games, Bloomington North and Columbus East, was not decided until in the fourth quarter. So, you know, that's a good sign, but all those were home. So now we got to go on the road. But we, you know, other than the first two games, we won 8 out of 9 games on the road right there in one, because they were all road games. And we won our 3 road games after Christmas here. So, you know, we've been there. We've had some success. You know, depends if they're looking for an excuse. The excuse is get out and play. If you want to play Saturday, get out and play on Friday and get the job done.
Well, obviously, Friday comes before Saturday, and that's what's out in front of the Southsiders tonight as they battle the Columbus East Olympians of Brent Chitty, the former South Panther. Terry Stoltz will join me here in a second. You've been listening to comments tonight on the Chalk Talk pregame show with Panther head man, Hall of Famer, J.R. Holmes. Terry will join me, and we'll take a closer look at our impact players of the game and the starting lineups when we come back to Memorial Gymnasium here at Columbus North after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and Terry Stoltz.
So a new month as we move into March. Semifinal Friday has arrived for 4 teams as we continue the boys' 109th State High School Basketball Tournament. Tonight, Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes sending out his fifth-ranked South Panthers, the 21-3 Southsiders, embarking upon the hopefully
complete a journey towards its fifth straight sectional title, but no easy task tonight. Brent Chitty's Columbus East Olympians, winners now in six of its last seven, 12-10 on the year. They come riding with momentum tonight after ending Bloomington North's year back on Tuesday night in a one-point overtime thriller. We have us a rematch of last year's championship game, in which South prevailed 55-52 in a hard-fought contest. Back in January, these two met, and the South had to hustle the win 64-53. The Panthers have not lost a game this calendar year of 2019, and taking that into account, that's a 12-game winning streak, and hopefully that will move forward this evening. Game two tonight, East Central and Shelbyville, the Golden Bears upset winners over Columbus North on Tuesday night. From Memorial Gymnasium here at Columbus North High School, Memorial Gymnasium, the site, along with our producer Alex Lester, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. Terry Stoltz alongside as always, and all of our sponsors. Hoosier Hysteria continuing here on a Friday night. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith. It's time now for our Player Spotlight. It's brought to you by Lloyd Law and attorney Matt Lloyd. Here's Terry.
All right, Joe. Thank you. And to me, this game tonight is going to be the point guards. For Columbus East, my spotlight is going to be on Drew Johnson. He's a physical little guard, 5'8", 5'9", not at all a three-point shooter. He will drive it. He will bully you. And he's a 75% free throw shooter. He made key plays the other night in finding open people as Columbus East came back to get Bloomington North. For the Panthers, I got to go with the most consistent player, the heart all year, the 5'8 junior, Noah Jaeger, and he'll have his hands full with a veteran senior tonight.
Right now, the presentation of our colors here at Memorial Gymnasium at Columbus North, and the fans standing and the playing and singing, ladies and gentlemen, of our national anthem. Well, a nice crowd on hand here. The South Panthers doing battle against the Columbus East Olympians in our player spotlight. Our pregame feature brought to you by Lloyd Law and attorney Matt Lloyd. He'll fight to get you the settlement that you deserve. Give him a call, 812-333-MATT. Time now to meet our officials, brought to you by Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. Jeremy Swafford will be the lead official tonight out of Mooresville. Steve Coria from Scipio, just down the road here in Bartholomew County, and Dave Schoenig from Pendleton. So Jeremy Swafford, Mooresville, Steve Coria from Scipio, and Dave Schoenig from Pendleton. Black Lumber, 1710 South Henderson. Everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. Panthers tonight, the visiting team dressed in their road black tonight. With purple numbers, they'll go like this. No lineup changes, although since we last did a Panther game, Noah Jaeger, you listened to the pregame show, shaken up in a car accident on the morning of the Northview game, did not play. He, Connor Hickman, Grayson Rowland, Anthony Leal, and Adam Graham, the starting of five. Leal amongst the bunch, averaging 21 points a ball game. JR sitting at 807. Matthew Frost, Carson Whitehead, Tyler Boyer, who had a big game against Bloomington North and actually took him out on that last second shot. Lakevon Whedon and Drew Johnson, the Olympians tonight. Dressed in their home whites, they're the home team with orange numbers trimmed in black. They'll be going from left to right on the radio dial. Glad you could be with us right here at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock. As Steve Correa from Scipio tosses it up, and the ball is deflected back in the backcourt, and Johnny Jaeger, or rather Noah Jaeger, takes over.
Got that out of the way early, Joe.
Yeah, I did. No Our problem. Opening tap brought to you by Bloomington Hardware right there at the corner of College Mall and Covenanter. It's the weekend. They're open tomorrow 8 until 8, Sunday 10 until 6. And there's a three-pointer by Connor Hickman right off the get-go.
Good start for the Panthers, working the ball around. And we're going to have Leal versus Frost, Joe, and I was looking forward to that matchup also.
Down on the wing, Carson Whitehead. They whip it around the perimeter now as Hickman opens up the ball game with a three-pointer. Dealing it down, Brent Chitty's ball club, kind of a control team. They try the lane, ball stripped loose by Graham, and it slithered through the arms of Roland over to Jaeger.
Beauty.
What a pass, and he couldn't hold on to the ball, and that's a turnover. Connor Hickman, ball just slipped through his hands. Matthew Frost averaging just under 15 points a ball game. Here's Whedon. He threw the pass into Boyer the other night that took out Bloomington North, shot a three ball. Got iron, here comes Noah the other way, leading a break off to Roland. No good, rebounded by Graham. He lost the ball over to Whedon. Here comes Columbus East the other way now. Whedon, a transfer from Columbus North, so he's played on this floor before. There's a nice move by Frost, good defense over there by Graham. And as Terry was telling you, Roland is out on Whedon, and Leal is checking Boyer right now. Hickman's three has given him a 3-0 lead. Shot a three ball, no good. That's two misses for Drew Johnson, the veteran senior guard. And Jaeger will bring it across the timeline. Again, the Panthers dressed in their road black tonight with purple trim. Leal down on the wing right over to Jaeger. We got a problem and a whistle and an illegal screen called against Adam Graham.
Yeah, that was kind of unfortunate. And not much of it. There was no advantage gained, but Joe, this official group here maybe just wanting to send a little message of what they're going to do tonight and call it close to the vest.
Hickman out there with Leal. Jaeger clapping his hands, and he'll pick up Johnson. So far, Johnson has taken two threes, missed both of them. 3-0 if you just joined us here at the top of the hour. 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter. East Central and Shelbyville in game two tonight. Title game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night as the Panthers look for their fifth straight sectional. Whedon, a long three, no good. Easy rebound for Noah. Jaeger leading the charge across the timeline. Pushes away Johnson, stops and pops, and it rims out. Fight for the rebound. Graham had it, lost it, and Frost takes care of it. Here comes East the other way now. Brent Chitty standing in front of his bench as he wants Johnson to run some offense. Down on the wing now, that's Tyler Boyer. Top of the key now, they work it over to Carson Whitehead. Down on the wing right, Frost back to Whitehead. This is a good shooting ball club, coming in averaging 51% from the field. They've settled on threes thus far and have nothing to show for it. Shot fake, Frost trying to put a Panther in the air. Good defense by Graham and back to Whedon. Good defensive set here for the Southsiders, T.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. And Columbus East is going to take their time. They do not get in a hurry. They don't run much. But the Panther D has been stout.
There's a loose ball in the paint, and a loose ball stolen away. And here comes Jaeger across the timeline. Boy, that was a scary incident when he hit that black ice the other morning and crashed his SUV. Went off into a ravine. Didn't hit one, hit two trees.
Oh.
Only shook him up. 3-0, and obviously did not play in the memorable 8-0-7. Nice pass, shot, Leal out of the corner, a three, and it's 6-0.
Nice drive along the baseline there. Again, Jaeger is just quicker than anybody Columbus East has got. He made a nice move, good pass, quick, easy three for Lille.
Good start for the Southsiders. They're up 6-0 on the Lille three. Earlier it was Hickman who delivered a three to open up the ball game. 4:11 to play, and again, they're just content right now with finding a cutter, and they're really seeming sowing those seeds early defensively, and is shutting off anything Columbus East wants to do, Terry.
Yeah.
There's Whitehead spinning, firing, and scoring. Carson Whitehead puts East on the board at 6-2, and now Jaeger will walk it across the timeline. Memorial Gymnasium, a crowd of about, I would say, about 3,000 on hand. This venerable old Gold Hall, been over here many decades, suits 72-50. Jaeger had a notion to shot fake. Grayson Rowland now with the basketball, left side of the key over to Lille, and he travels with the basketball, second turnover of the contest for South.
Yeah, Anthony was just trying to give himself maybe one more step, a little bit better shot. I think he probably should have just shot the ball as soon as he got it. But, hey, you know, two turnovers for each team, a little opening jitters perhaps.
Couple of three-pointers put South in front 6-2 with the basketball top of the key. This is the Boyer kid. He's really come on here in the second half of the season. And what a game he had against Bloomington North the other night. He scored all 20 of his points in the second half in overtime. And, of course, hit the game winner at the buzzer to take out the Cougars. Nice entry pass and good defense by Adam Graham, knocking the ball out of bounds. It'll be Columbus East underneath their own basket.
Yeah, Joe, he had 14 in that third quarter alone when they cut the deficit down to six and really got Columbus East back in the ballgame.
Whedon finally deals it out now and finds Matthew Frost. He's been quiet. He goes to the rim, and what a beautiful block by Lille and Graham. Here come the Panthers. Grayson Rowland over to Jaeger. Nice pass into Graham, and he's hooked on the arm, and the foul's going to be nailed on Carson Whitehead. Beautiful one-on-one, and a collapse defensively. You know what the game plan is, sealing off Matthew Frost here early.
Yeah, and they're going to have to. Frost has had good game, 21 this year against him, 19 in the sectional final last year. He's definitely a person JR's got on his radar.
There's a nice feed inside, and Hickman's off to a good scoring night. He's got five, and the Panthers lead back to six at 8-2. Whedon with the ball outside. They work it around the horn. Boyer touches it. Now Carson Whitehead takes the dribble left to right. Back to Lakevian Whedon. Out on him is Hickman to start off things tonight. So they've settled for some deuces. They've hit only one of four. Nice entry pass into their veteran point guard, Drew Johnson, and he's hacked on the arm by Hickman. He'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two.
Really a nice post move by Drew Johnson in there at 5'8", 5'9". He got Connor up in the air, and then a nice up and under to draw the foul.
Johnson struggled from the line against Bloomington North last week. Earlier in the week, he was only 3 of 6, but he did have 11 points, 4 of 10 shooting in that ball game. And as I say that, he hits nothing but nylon. He is 74% on the year,
yeah,
though.
Good free throw shooter, so you expect him. It was a little strange to see him come out and try two threes right off the bat, Joe.
And he hit both free throws. Brent Chitty's ball club shooting 73% on the year from the free throw line. Noah looks over at JR. 8-4, 2 minutes approaching here in the opening quarter of this first game on semifinal Friday. Leo pull way outside, top of the key. Fakes the dribble, step back three on the way, got it. Anthony Lille, two of his field goals, both three-pointers, and it's the biggest lead of the contest, 11-4.
And he feels good, Joe. He's confident right now, hit his first two shots. Now he's down on Matt Frost.
They whip it around. Yeah, he's really extending himself, which is good to see at both ends of the court. Offense is always there. It's a nice backdoor play. What a nice move by Boyer to the glass. Give the assist to Drew Johnson. And it's 11-6 now. Panthers' biggest lead was a second ago. Hickman a three, no good. Rolling on the offensive rebound. Out to Noah Jaeger. They deal it in to Hickman. He had the ball slapped loose, out of bounds. It'll be South Panther basketball underneath their own basket.
That's what Drew Johnson will do, Joe. If he gets anywhere near the paint and somebody back cuts, he will hit him.
So Lille, as he always does, will trigger it out. Jaeger, a little floater, got across the rim, no good, cleared out of there, and a rebound by Tyler Boyer. This is the kid we talked about. He's only a sophomore. He came off the bench in that January 11-point win, did not score. But he gave Bloomington North nightmares the other night. He was unbelievable, and Brent was telling me he has really come a long way here in his sophomore season. Johnson's traveling with the ball. One too many steps. He's trying to do too much, isn't he, Terry?
Yeah, he is. And he used that spin move several times the other night. Right now, I mean, the best part was South's defense, Connor Hickman just kept moving his feet, and staying in front of him. And that's what you got to do to a penetrating point guard.
South off to a good start. Biggest lead has been 7. They have the ball in the half court. Entry pass. Hickman fires it out. Rowland, the 3. Got it. Grayson Rowland, who has upped his three-point shooting to 38%. A ball stolen by Jaeger. Up and foul. Going to be nailed on an Olympian. What a great play defensively as Noah Jaeger came up with the loose ball as they caught Columbus East asleep. He dealt it into Anthony Leal. He was fouled. He missed the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot 2.
Well, first of all, Joe, South's 4-for-5 from three-ball range already. And everybody's getting nice, clean looks. Look, I've played in this gym. This is a fantastic shooting background. The rims are friendly. This is a place where if you get going, buddy, you can keep hitting.
That foul was on Matthew Frost, his first, the team's second. And here's Anthony stepping to the line. 72% on the year, and he connects. He's got 7 already. Panthers hitting well from the line. They've been about a 70% shooting team all season long. Getting ready to check into the ball game. He has another promising sophomore in Jacob Pierce. Leal misses here. Fight for the rebound, and Graham kept it alive, and now Jaeger, they want the final shot. JR up in front of his bench, 20 seconds to play in the quarter, and the Panthers shooting lights out, especially from 3. Off to a good start, a 9-point lead in the ball in the half court. 15-6. With it now is Hickman. Give and go over to Jaeger. Jaeger's trying to spin around the defender, and that is Boyer. Gets the pass over to Rowland, a 3-pointer. 1.6 seconds to play, and Grayson Rowland and the Panthers unload 5 triples in the opening quarter, and Brent Schitte just has his hands in his pocket. As South shooting lights out, the defending sectional champs out in front, 18-6. Second quarter action. In 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther basketball. Well, back we come. Memorial Gymnasium, Columbus North, side out to the white-cladded East Olympians, who trail 18-6 as the Southsiders shot in 5 of 6 from behind the line in the opening quarter. Running the offense, and they trail by 12. And with it is Johnson penetrating inside and banked it in. Got a step that time on Jaeger. Andrew Johnson with his first field goal.
Yeah, Joe, Panthers 6 of 11 for 54-5. 2 of 6 for 33% for the Olympians.
You know, that's something. Jaeger slips, falls down. He's okay. Deals the ball over to Leal. He had the ball slipped away. That's something, Terry, back in January, the Panthers did not do well at all. I mean, they shot 13%. They were 2 of 18 from behind the line in that 11-point win. And now they're shooting 83% here, and this could go up. Roland's got a good look. Doesn't pull the trigger. Over to Anthony Leal, and Noah looks over at JR. Early in the second, largest lead of the ball game. Well, actually, it was 12 at the quarter stop, 18-6. Noah backs it up now. Hawked over there by Pierce. Shot fake Adam Graham. Over to Leal. He's got a field tonight, and he banked it in. Well, you know, things are going well, and when he banked that one in, the banks are only open till 6, and it's, 6-11 right now. And Leal is 3-for-3 from three-point range. It's 21-8, biggest lead of the ball game.
And from where you and I sit, Joe, we both could tell it's way too hard, but it was right on line.
Right
the square.
Between the square.
Yep.
Banking it in. 21-8, biggest lead of the ball game. Panthers in command. Shot fake. Again, Johnson put up a shot against Connor Hickman. No good. Ball falls in the arms of Jaeger. Quickly up court. Shot. Joey Bamba's checked in. Thank you. He shoots the 3. That's all he does. That's why he's shooting 45% from the field.
7 of 8. That's pretty efficient.
24-8. 6 minutes approaching here before halftime. Offensive foul against Frost, and that's 2 on Matthew Frost.
There you go.
Not much, really, that Brent Schitte can do as the Panthers on fire behind the line, hitting 7 of 8. They came into the ball game. They've upped their average anyway to about 38% from behind the line as Carson Whitehead checks back into the contest.
Well, another thing, Joe, again, as I've said it, and that was Anthony Leal moving his feet, playing defense, being aggressive, and he beat Frost to the spot and drew his second foul.
A nice entry pass, Jaeger, and a nice block defensively by Whitehead. Leal got it back up to the iron, no good. There's Bamba. He'll get the iron from three. Fight for the rebound, cleared out of there. Well, that's one thing you're not, you won't see any quit in Brent's ball club, that's for sure.
Never.
They may be trailing 16, but they're going to scratch and claw and scratch some more. So this game isn't anywhere close to being decided here in the opening half.
We'll not
go down that trail. There's a bad pass, though, and another one of those. And that's one too many turnovers. And what a first half that Noah Jaeger's having. His second steal. He has three assists on three of those three-pointers that South has gunned in.
Yeah, and he's got three rebounds. Now, he hasn't scored yet, but he's got, you know, like you said, three steals. And that's a sixth turnover already for Columbus East.
We're in the second quarter, 5.5 to play in it. Just joined us, South led 18-6, pumped in 5 of 6 from behind the line the first 8 minutes, and now they're 7 of 8 from the stripe, or rather from the perimeter. They work it around there right now as Grayson Rowland over to Leal, another three. That was a bad shot. Cleared out of there by Columbus East. Quickly up court, that's Jacob Pierce. Brent really likes this young man.
Oh.
Ball slips out of bounds. Last touch, they say, by Roland. It'll be East basketball.
That was a heat check there, Joe. He had to take that. Now he's missed one. hopefully he'll be a little bit more judicious with his next one.
5-11 to play in the quarter.
Oh.
And there's Beck Kelly, who just checked into the ball game. And Jaeger is fouled in backcourt by Kelly. Just mentioned it. The 6-foot senior. Frost is a senior, so is Whitehead, Whedon, Johnson, and Kelly. To give you some idea how many seniors this Brent Chitty Ball Club has, the East Olympians. That was the first personal foul on Beck Kelly. Here comes Jaeger across against Johnson. They'll go to work. Noah's going to take him to the hole, lay it in off the glass. What a move.
That's what he's been waiting to do. Hey, right now he's more worried about getting people the ball. He's done a little bit of everything already, Joe.
26-8, 4:44 to play before half. With the basketball, Tyler Boyer, he's been quiet, shot with the left hand. And that is Jacob Pierce, and he'll be going to the line, and he'll shoot two as he was fouled. And the Panther that got him was Grayson Rowland.
Nice move by Pierce. And that's a good call. Grayson kind of got in the air on him.
Pierce, the sophomore, delivers. He did not start. But he's a good free throw shooter, 89% on the year, and trims the lead down to 26-9. Panthers have been electric offensively. Some thought that the delay of not playing until Friday night as Pierce hit them both. But really, they actually have not had a game in 8 days because they beat Northview in the memorable 8-0-7 against Northview last Thursday, a week ago Thursday. So they've had 8 days off. Leal pushes it, Rowland, the three out of the corner. He's on. I tell you, when Grayson Rowland is feeling it, he's a pure shooter. He's pure. He's as pure a shooter, Terry, as Leal is from behind the line.
Yeah. Oh.
And what do we got?
Yeah, it looks like it's. They're going to keep it with Columbus East, but it looked to me like not only did Jacob Pierce maybe run over Rowland, but he lost it out of bounds, but they're going to keep it with East ball.
So Drew Johnson will trigger it out. He does as they clear it over to Pierce now, trying to find a lane against Leal, who got him on the arm. So Anthony picks up his first personal foul. Leal with three threes, Rowland with three threes, Hickman with a three, and Joey Bamba with a three.
And you talked about Grayson Rowland's stroke, and he does. He has a nice shot, and he gets high in the air, Joe, because he is obviously a high jumper as Pierce hits his third straight.
Averaging just under 5 points a ball game for Brent, who, of course, prepped at Bloomington South, was coached by Bill Springer. He misses here. Leal's got the rebound. Clears it over to Jaeger, and Noah's got it in the half court already. Four to play in the first half, 29-10. Make it 29-11, Panthers by 18. And we got a push and a shove called on Whedon, I believe. Still neither team close to the bonus. That's five team fouls on the East Olympians. Now make it six, four on the Panthers. So LeKeven Whedon picking up the personal foul.
Johnson's trying to get physical with Noah.
Yep, I saw that. Inside, Roland trying to get physical and got a little too physical. He got out of control. A, B, he picks up the charge.
Yeah, Joe, the thing is he had a jump shot from about 6 feet. Use the board, pull up. Instead, he went that one more dribble and then tried to scoop it up, and they were right underneath him, and he picks up his second foul.
Well, JR takes him out. Adam Graham comes back in. Panther lead at 18. 3:47 to play here before halftime. East Central coming up from St. Leon, or over, I guess. And Shelbyville in game two tonight. Winner plays at 7 tomorrow night for the title. We got a whistle and a problem at the east end offensively, and it's going to be against Graham, and that's two on him. He just checked in, and now here's Meek. So Graham didn't even work up a sweat. And here comes Jordan Meeks, the 6'6 junior, into the ball game to replace Graham. Two fouls, no points. Looking. Johnson clears it inside. Good defense. They're trapping well tonight out of the man-to-man. 18-point south side lead with 3.5 to play here before halftime. And East just cannot find any seams down the lane. That's how they beat Bloomington North. Other than the fact, too, that Cougar left Olympian wide open at the buzzer, and that was Boyer. There's a three-pointer. And cleared out of there. Here comes Jaeger the other way against Johnson off the glass. Missed here. Meeks has the rebound. Back up. No. Brett Chitty wanted the foul. He finally gets one on Meeks. Well, Jordan's going to get his share of personal fouls, and it wouldn't surprise me here, Terry, over the next 3:04, and he just checked into the ball game about a minute and a half ago, that he could possibly pick up two or three here before the first half.
Wouldn't
surprise me a bit.
No, he's a physical player.
Yeah.
And he's really still, it's good free throw form there by Whitehead as he knocks it down. Yeah, he's physical. He's a football player. He's not afraid to mix it up, but he is prone to foul.
Whitehead, good free throw shooter percentage-wise. He's going to get his share of points and rebounds, too. He'll get his shots, that's for sure. Leal, cross court, Bamba free from three. Joey Bamba. He's got six, all behind the line. It's 32-12, the biggest lead of the ball game, out to 20. All compliments of the home run ball tonight, no question about it. Got Columbus East on their heels, and they just, South came in red hot anyway. They've not lost a game this calendar year of 2019. Good defense by Meeks. Out it goes, shot taken, a three ball, and bingo, their first three of the night. That was Pierce.
Hey, a very nice footwork there by Jordan Meeks to not pick up his second foul, Joe.
Quickly with the basketball, Hickman, Harris by Whedon. Now Jaeger looks over at JR, 32-15 after the three-pointer by Jacob Pierce. Good ball movement. Meeks now holding it over his head, clears over to Noah Jaeger. Shot fake inside. Hickman deals it instead over to Bamba. He's been hot. Rebounded by Hickman off the glass. No. Rebounded by Meeks. He can't get it. And it's cleared out of there. We're going to jump ball between Bamba and also Drew Johnson. Johnson isn't going to scare you. You look at him, but I tell you, he's a well-built young man at 5'10", but he doesn't take guff from anyone.
No, he is physical. He likes to mix it up. He can dish it, and he can take it.
32-15, Panthers trigger it out. Leal a three. Got iron, no. Meeks had it, lost it, got it back. Now clears it over to Connor Hickman, working against Whedon. Now Bamba, and now Leal says, let's set it up, Noah. Bounces the ball over to Jaeger, and the junior point guard will set things up with a minute and a half to play before half. 32-15. It's been all South. They jumped out early, 6-0. There's a shot by Meeks, and he stepped back and did nothing but hit Cotton.
Well, Joe, since he's been in a minute and a half, he has five rebounds, and now he has a bucket.
There's a wild shot, no good. Hickman doing a good job on the defensive boards tonight. Approaching 1 minute to play, JR. He was concerned about how East would play around the perimeter, having held Bloomington South to 2 of 18 from behind the line back in January. They've dispelled that tonight. What are they collectively? 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. They've pumped in 9 triples here in the first half. That's 27 points. 34 to 15. Panthers will probably play for the final shot. They're in the half court. Hickman with the basketball. They deal it over to Leal. Cutting through with Shager. Back to Connor. And the ball was deflected off of an East player and right back to Hickman, and he laid it in.
Superior reflexes there by Connor Hickman, and he didn't panic. Shot it up with the left hand. Used the glass. 2 more for South.
Connor Hickman now with 7. 17 seconds to play before half. 36-15. Biggest lead of the ball game at 21. Shelbyville and East Central in game 2. Nice entry pass, missing the shot taken that time by Tyler Boyer, who's been held to only 2 points here with 5 seconds to play, and he was hit on the arm by Noah Jager. Two-shot foul anyway will send Boyer to the free throw line, a 67% free throw shooter, a 6'3 sophomore with a couple of points tonight, now make it 3. 21 has been the biggest lead. Been a fast-moving first half. My gosh, it's not even 6:25 yet.
No,
5.7 seconds to play here before half. And Boyer misses here, and there's the sixth rebound already for Meeks. Quickly to Bamba. He'll fire the 3. Rim it out. Tipped up.
Oh.
And he misses at the buzzer. And that was Anthony Leal. But I tell you one thing. They didn't miss many. Panthers 36-16 here at halftime against the Columbus East Olympians. Big 20-point lead. And we got some catching up to do. Tonight's game being brought to you by Urban Air Trampoline and Adventure Park. Much more than trampolines. They're open daily at 10 a.m. Keep it that in mind, especially with spring break coming up next week. So come play. Go online at urbanairtrampoline.com. And also tonight, congrats out to Coach J.R. Holmes for 807 and the South Panthers on a great season, and continued the best of luck through the tournament from Aqua Pro Pool and Spa, where hot spring spas are on sale with 0% financing. That is 0% financing for 3 years. And tonight's game also being brought to you by Class 101 in Bloomington, providing expert guidance in college search, admissions and test prep, as well as the financial aid process. Give them a call, Class 101, at 812-320-3702. That's 812-320-3702. Or go online at class101/Bloomington. All Southside, mentioning Bloomington, 36-16 here at half. Terry will be back to continue his stat story. And it's been raining threes here for the Southsiders, who have gunned in a total of 9 the opening 16 minutes of this ball game. Back after this 2-minute timeout, resting at half. Game 1 on semifinal Friday. It's all Southside 36-16, back in a couple. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Part of our halftime show brought to you tonight by J&S Locksmith, a proud sponsor of the South Panthers. Stop out tomorrow, see the crew at 508 West 17th Street. By the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIKs. Don't wait any longer. Call them Monday, 812-334-1213. And by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. A 9 3-point field goal barrage. Those are 9 makes. That's 27 points coming from behind the line. 36-16. Here at halftime, 18-6 at the end of 1 as the Panthers hit 5 of 6. Got off to that great start. You had a feeling it was coming. Connor Hickman hit that first triple of the ball game, and it just cascaded from that point on with Roland and Leal and Joey Bamba all getting in the act. All the Panthers have scored with the exception of Adam Graham. Biggest lead in the first half was 21. We rest here at half, 36-16. as Bloomington South looking for its 13th consecutive win. And before the weekend is through, its fifth consecutive sectional championship. They're off to a pretty good start. Terry's got his numbers when we come back after this two-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Part of our halftime brought to you by Keller Heating and Air and by the Ice Center of Southern Indiana. 36-16 here at half. South leads by 20. Here's T.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Well, this game is eerily like the Bloomington North Columbus East game the other day, where North was controlling the boards. East wasn't really shooting the ball well. They turned the ball over. It's the same way here. Only the lead is doubled this time because, as Joe has mentioned, the three-point barrage of the Panthers. For Columbus East, they have been 2-for-6 in each quarter. So they're 4-for-12 for 33% for the half. Total 1-of-5 from three-ball range. So they're, you know, they finally got one to fall from Jacob Pierce, who scored all 6 of his points in the second quarter. Free throws are 7-of-10 from the line for the Olympians. And that's the one thing where they're outdoing South, who's only 1-for-2. As I said, Jacob Pierce with 6 points to lead the Olympians. 4 points for Drew Johnson. 3 points each for Tyler Boyer and Carson Whitehead. And that's it. Leading scorer Matt Frost has taken 1 shot in this game. He has 1 shot missed and a rebound. So he has not scored. LeKeven Whedon also has not scored. And Beck Kelly off the bench did not score. There is your 16 points. For Bloomington South, they finally cooled off a little bit there in the second quarter. Totally, they were 7-of-18 for 38%. However, 4-of-9 from threes kept things on the uptick, as that's not a bad percentage from three anytime. 13-of-29 for the ball game, which is only 44-8. So quite a bit down from the 54-5 they shot in the first quarter. But as Joe mentioned, 9-of-15 from three-point range at 60% shooting, folks. 60%. You can't, and it's spread out. Anthony Leal, as he usually does, is hot. Connor Hickman hit the first of the game. Grayson Rowland's got 3, and Joey Bamba with 2. 10 points for Anthony Leal to lead the Panthers. 9 points for starting guard Grayson Rowland. 7 for Connor Hickman. 6 for Joey Bamba off the bench. 2 points apiece for Noah Jaeger and Jordan Meeks. Adam Graham did not score. Had a couple of fouls. And as usual, Jordan Meeks, Joe, tips the meter. When he came in, he had 6 rebounds in about a 2.5-minute period.
All right, here we go. Columbus East side out. They trail by 20 as we get the second half rolling. We'll give you an interesting stat on the three-pointers. We told you South has improved gradually this year, up to 38% coming into the state tournament. There's a nice entry pass by Whedon inside and counted the basket by Tyler Boyer, who was held to just 3 points. Well, they had worked some trapping 1-2-2 stuff, Terry, but South hit them with a 1-2 and knocked them up against the rope so quick with three-pointers, they haven't had a chance to use it tonight.
No,
there's
they have
a
not.
Rolling 3. He got iron, and that's it. Ball deflected, and Whedon's got it. Here comes Columbus East the other way. 36-18. Spin move inside, and there's a tip up. Count it, and that's Frost, and that's his first basket of the night.
All right, Joe. What I just saw was a back cut and a beautiful pass for a layup for Tyler Boyer. Now we've got Matt Frost with a tip in it. JR doesn't like it any more than I do.
That's why he's won 807 games. He doesn't like it a bit. He wants a little chit-chat with the Southsiders. 36-20. 7:14 to play here in the third. Back in a half minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Pierce trying to complete the three-point play around and off, and the lead is down to 16. The biggest lead has been 21. Panthers with the basketball. They're right in front of their bench now as they head from left to right on the radio dial here in the second half. There's Jaeger, a three-pointer, no good. One thing you don't want to do, Terry, is get settling in on threes, and then when they don't fall, you're struggling to get any kind of half-court offense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is a place where South needs to run their sets, get the ball to Noah Jaeger's hands, and try to go downhill. Drive it, get it to the bucket.
Terry told you, 9 of 16 in the opening half from behind the line. Johnson lost the basketball. Roland comes up with the steal. Over to Jaeger, whips it down to Leal on the left wing. Shot fake, Hickman inside, little floater, rims around, no. Roland's got the offensive rebound, saves it, or did he go out of bounds? It'll be Columbus's basketball. 36-20, so we've played a minute and a half here. South hasn't scored. And East with the basketball now as Johnson will run things at the point. Deals it down on the wing left, Carson Whitehead. Trying to take Roland into the paint. Over it goes. Shot, a three ball. No good. Cleared out of there by Jaeger, leading the break in transition. Noah whips the ball over to Leal now as Columbus East sets up in a zone. Well, they were basically a man-to-man team. Now they got a little, maybe a little matchup zone there. So shot of three. Everything short by Roland now all of a sudden. He couldn't miss from behind the line. Here comes Johnson in the opening half. And Leal picks his pocket. Over to his playmate. They got a two-on-one. And he dealt the ball down around the shoe tops, did Roland to Leal. And he couldn't come up with it. Turns it over. And here comes East the other way. Whedon some ball handling. And he goes inside. Draws the personal foul, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Well, to say the Panthers a tad stale out of the dressing room would be an understatement. They haven't scored in 2.5 minutes after peppering the twine for 9 triples in the opening half and leading by as many as 21. Whedon at the line can reduce that and does.
Yeah, they... Again, I don't think right now it's something that they're settling for threes, but
Have they taken?
Yeah.
How many have they taken?
They have taken
here in the second half.
Three of their four shots are threes.
Look, even Whedon connects on both, and it goes down 2 more points. It's now 36-22.
Bad thing is that's the third foul on Grayson Roland also, and he's a prime defender, Joe, on anybody JR wants to stick him on.
Well, he's out of the game right now is where he's at with 3 personal fouls. With it inside, Leal makes a move off the glass. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Oh. A nice move by Anthony Leal.
Guess who that's the third one on?
That's going to be on Matt Frost, I believe.
I think you're right.
That'll be three on Frost. Panthers held him to one shot in the first half. He's got 2 points, including a basket here in the third. Came into the ball game averaging over 14 points a ball game. Leal at the line connects.
And that was an aggressive move, driving the ball with his left hand, getting it into the paint, which, Joe, they've got to do that now. They call it going downhill. That's what South needs to do.
Leal, the first Panther in double figures. He 3 of 3 from the line. Everything is in threes tonight. He's got a dozen. He's knocked down 3 triples, and it's 38-22. East working the half court now. Trimmed it down to 16 here in the quarter. They're attacking right now as Whedon with the basketball. This kid started his high school career right here at Columbus North and then transferred. Boy, I tell you what a pass that was by Frost into Whitehead. Wide open, not a Panther in the zip code.
Well,
38-24.
Sorry, Joe. I watched enough of that the other night.
There's a shot, a wild one by Jaeger, and here comes Columbus East. Well, J.R., they just hang around, and they never, ever quit. And there's a ball off the knee of Drew Johnson out of bounds.
10th turnover for Columbus East. South had 2 at the half, and they've got 2 already in this third quarter.
Columbus East averaging 14 TOs a ball game. That's their 10th of the contest, 38-24. Boy, that was costly.
Yeah, it
they
sure
came
was.
Up empty. They could have used a couple of points, maybe 3, to really get things interesting here in the third. Down on the wing, Panthers have scored a scant 2 points here in the quarter, and we've played half of it. With the basketball, Hickman, nice move in the paint, almost threw it away. Bamba checking in for Roland, who's on the bench with 3. Got it and saved it. Over to Leal off the glass. Nice power move by Anthony Leal. His first regular field goal. He's got 14.
Yeah, Joe, nice move again. Take the ball to the bucket. I think JR's pretty much told him he's done with threes for a while.
16-point lead. Whedon, nice move with the left hand. Misses here. Graham looking for the outlet. Finds Jaeger. Quickly, Noah in the half court now against the man pressure. And Whedon comes up with a nice play defensively. Knocked it loose over to Johnson. Here comes the senior point guard across the timeline. Turnover, Bloomington South without anything productive in that offensive set. Basketball, Tyler Boyer. Entry pass, Whedon. Stepping in the paint, stepping out of it with the pass over to Carson Whitehead. Deal it around, over to Johnson, down on the wing against Jaeger, trying to take him to the glass, put up a shot, no, got his own rebound, back up again, no good, and rebounded out of there by Adam Graham. Had two looks, they were deep in the paint, and nothing to fall for the senior point guard. Cross-court pass, there's a shot by Hickman, a three, no good. Connor's got to get more variety in his offense than shooting three-pointers. Yeah. I know, Connor, the first one went in, but they're all not going to go in. And he hasn't done anything much since, scoring-wise, 40-24. They hit a three here. We got us a 13-point ball game. Yeah. We got gobs of time left. We got three in the quarter. There's Johnson, a three. No good. Loose ball rebound out to Leal. He's got Graham on the wing. Takes him to the basket, and Anthony Leal was 16. Leal was six in the quarter, and it's 42-24. Here comes East. Whedon's been active with a couple assists here in the quarter. Deals it down on the wing left.
Nice.
That's Whitehead, and the ball's taken away. Joey Bamba on the steal over to Noah Jaeger. Jaeger across the timeline now. Two and a half to play here in the third. Down on the wing right. South in front of their bench, and we got a grab and a foul. And that foul is going to be on LaKeevan Whedon.
Well, Joe, that last steal was all a result of Adam Graham playing perfect defense, defending the ball with his outside hand, knocked it away, and Joey Bamba came up with it.
He came up. Yeah, Graham was the instigator, no question about it. He takes the inlet pass from Leal, round the screen, down on the wing. There's Hickman, a three, no good, missed another one. Rebounded by Graham. He'll get six or seven tonight, and Adam got his first field goal. Nice spin move by Adam Graham, the senior. 44-24, back to a 20-point lead now. Back into the ball game is Matthew Frost. East attacking, another new face. He's not new. Beck Kelly played in the opening half. Harris by Johnny, or rather by Noah Jaeger. Deals it over to Pierce now. Graham against him, man-to-man, down on the wing right, trying to penetrate inside against Leal. Shot by Frost, no good. Rebounded out of there. A nice rebound. Bamba got, or rather Hickman got poked in the nose. Bamba firing a three, and it's partially blocked. Nice defensive play that time by Jacob Pierce. Here comes East the other. Oh, what a nice pass inside. Whedon to Matthew Frost. He's been the recipient not once but twice here in the quarter on beautiful feeds by Whedon. 44-26, an 18-point lead.
Well, and that's, again, just what we saw plenty of the other night against Bloomington North. Perfected offense, nice back cuts, nice back screens. And Columbus East got another layup, Joe.
Well, I tell you, JR couldn't be more clear. He
oh,
said,
yeah.
I want one shot. And Leo was looking him right in the eye, 55 seconds to play. It's been very thin points-wise. Kind of reminds me of that second quarter of the Conference Indiana Championship, Terry, with Columbus North when they were held to 6 points.
Yep. You are correct, and that was just in that game, Columbus North mixed up their defenses so much, South really didn't know what to do against it. Tonight, it's just perfect, just man-to-man, solid Brent Chitty-type defense. I don't want to say fool's goal. When you're 9 for 15, it all looks good. It's not so good right now as South hasn't hit a three in this quarter.
They have 8 points in the quarter, 44-26, and they'll go for the final shot. That last foul, by the way, on the Olympian was Beck Kelly, his second. Down to 25 seconds to play. Hickman, cross-court pass over to Noah, and he'll set up and go one-on-one here against the pressure applied by Beck Kelly. They'll get into their offense. They're in the half court, obviously, right now, but they'll get in the paint here with Hickman on the wings, or Bamba, and also Leal. Down to six with 5 seconds to play. Jaeger deals it over to Hickman. Down to Leal, and he slams it. What a slam by Anthony Leal, streaking in off the right baseline, and he flushed it big time. And that could be a dagger as Columbus East fought their tails off to get it to within 14. 46-26 on the Leal jam at the end of three. Fourth quarter action coming up after this 1 minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Fourth quarter, side out. Southsiders with 10 points. Leal had 8 of the 10. Terry will give you the shooting splits here in a second. Panthers lead by 20 here in the fourth quarter early. Out there is Graham. Rollins on the bench with 3. Hickman, Leal, and Joey Bamba. With it is Hickman. Deals it back over to Leal. Leal had 3 fielders and 2 of 2 from the free throw line for his 8 points. And there's a grab. And, well, I thought it was a grab. They called a travel on Hickman in a turnover for Bloomington South. Terry, the shooting splits.
All right. For that quarter, South was 4 of 12, which makes them 17 of 41 for the game. Joe, 41%. And they were 0 for 6 from 3. So now they're 9 for 21 for the game. A more pedestrian 428.
Kelly throws the ball out of bounds as Jaeger did a great job as he shielded the Columbus East Olympian Johnson from going and getting the ball. It goes out of bounds, turnover to East. So they have squandered some scoring opportunities themselves, and we got a whistle, and Jaeger and Johnson both tumbled to the hardwood. No harm, no foul.
That's shocking that that happened.
I don't know if that's a little blood coming from the mouth of there wasn't any punches or anything
that.
They just got tangled up right at the timeline. And now the 3 officials, led by Jeremy Swafford from Mooresville, Steve Coria from Scipio, that's right down the road here in Bartholomew County, and Dave Schoening from Pendleton. So they're powwowing right now to see if we might have a flagrant foul out of all this. 7-11 to play here in the third. 46-26, Southsiders' biggest lead was 21 early in the ball game, whittled down to 14 by East in the third quarter. They got it down to 36-22, and then Leal scored 8 of 10. And we got a personal foul when it was all said and done, called against Drew Johnson.
Ah, there was a foul I missed, Joe. I'm on it now. It's his second.
One in each half by Drew Johnson, so the Panthers will trigger it out. Leading by 20. East shooting or averaging rather 56, just a tick under 57 points a ball game, and the Panthers allowing just under 52 points defensively through 24 ball games.
Joe, that quarter, the Olympians had 11 shots in the quarter alone. It's only had 12 in the whole first half. They were 4 for 11. They finished the half 8 for 23 for 34-7. So both squads, well, East hasn't hit the ball all day, hadn't hit shots. Panthers cooled off considerably since that first quarter.
Inbound pass over to Jaeger, whips it out over to Bamba. Leal now. Panthers kind of spread their offense now. Leal goes over to the left side. Inside Jaeger and an offensive foul. Nope. They call traveling on Jaeger.
Well,
if I had to choose between the two, I'll take the turnover over the foul.
Absolutely. Well, if he charged, it's a turnover also, but that would give him his second foul. I agree with you. Let's just take the turnover and go.
Down in the wing, Beck Kelly flashing through the post. South doing a good job sealing it off in their man-to-man. Johnson deals it over to Kelly off the glass. He got it. Beck Kelly with his first two-pointer of the night. Kelly, a senior, one of 7 on this basketball club of Brent Chitty. 46-28, lead is 18, and there goes Leal to work again. Well, quick first step, and Leal now going to town with his points as he has 10 in the second half, 20 in the ball game, and East calls a timeout. We'll break for a half minute with 6:23 to play in this ball game, and it has been one that isn't even an hour old, and we're in the fourth quarter. Panthers lead it by 20. Back in a minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, along with our producer, Alex Lester, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. Joe Smith, along with Terry Stoltz, Memorial Gymnasium on a semifinal basketball Friday night. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you in part by South Central Oral Surgery Center. They've got a great website. They've got everything. It can help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. Visit their website at IndianaOralSurgery.com. East with the basketball and a foul called on Graham against Johnson, and that's going to be three on Adam.
Yeah, he didn't like the call, but I think it's right. At some point, if you can't beat your guy to the baseline, Joe, and put your foot on the other side of the baseline out of bounds and make him go through you, you might as well just ride him all the way underneath the basket, because if you do what Adam Graham did, they're going to call that foul every time.
They are indeed. Johnson will trigger it out. That's only the third team foul on Bloomington South here in the half. Johnson will trigger it out and does. Shot by Frost, a three. No good. Leal's got a rebound. Leal's also got 20 points in the ball game, 10 now in each half. And the Panthers not in any particular hurry as Jaeger comes across the timeline. Wheels it down over to Roland, who's checked back in for Adam Graham, and the ball deflected out of bounds.
Good defense again by Columbus East. But right now, South settled down. I believe Coach Holmes has told them for no reason will you shoot a three the rest of this game. He'll probably take them out if they do.
Well, they hit nine, and they tried a couple. One too many to suit J.R., and there's a two-pointer that he can live with. And Adam Graham deposit. That's his range, little 10-footer. There's a three at the other end, and what a shot that was by Whitehead. So Whitehead has picked up his scoring. He's got five in the second half, and now a total of eight in the ball game. So two quick baskets, one by Graham and one by Whitehead, and it's 50-31, 19-point lead. Panthers started quick. Connor Hickman hit a three, first shot of the night. There's a whistle and a grab. No, they call it on Graham, and that's four.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's an awful call. Oh, my. Okay, whatever. They're not going to take it away, but Joey had him posted up. The guy was fronting him. As Adam saw, got Grayson Roland's eye. Roland threw a perfect pass into the lane. Adam turned and went after it, and the referee said he put his elbow on the guy's back and pushed off. I disagreed thoroughly.
Other than that, how you feel?
It's his fourth foul, and South's up 19. We'll take that, except I don't want Adam to get that foul.
Well, now we got a foul at the other end, possibly an even up there as Johnson picks up his third.
Yeah.
So Graham goes to the bench, four fouls, 4 points tonight for the senior.
And five rebounds. He's done a good job.
Done a good job. Meeks did a nice job with rebounding in the first half.
Oh, man.
Kid didn't even play, 6 minutes? Well, he didn't play that many, maybe five. Ooh, Jaeger and Johnson go at it again. No whistle blown there. With it is rolling over to Leal. Inside five to play. Leal inside, and let's see. They call a
That better be a block.
Block, yeah, it is on Frost, and that's three. Haven't had a lot of fouls, really, Terry, in this ball game. Panthers have, three, four? East has six. Only 10 whistles have been called here in the second half as Leal checks to the free throw line. He's been the only Panther tonight at the line.
Yep.
And he's 4 of 4.
Yeah, he missed that second one on a play in You're right. He's 4 for 4.
Yep.
Yeah, nobody else has even been close to shooting a free throw for South as he hits the next one also.
He's got 23 in the ball game, 13 in the second half, 52-31, back to that 21-point lead, and that's been the largest of the contest with it, Frost inside. Boy, he just couldn't get any offense, but credit the Panther defense. He shoots a three here and misses, cleared out of there by Leo. I'll tell you, Leo could have been getting close to double-double here.
Yeah. He's getting close.
Whips it down over to Roland. He saved it from going out of bounds on a wild pass over to Hickman. Ball deflected, goes out of bounds, South basketball.
Yeah, I've got him with 7 rebounds, Joe, to go along with that 22 points.
52-31, 4:21 to play. The East Central Trojans
Drew Johnson
coming up in game two against the Golden Bears of Shelbyville. And Jeremy Swafford, the lead official, brings both Johnson and Jaeger over for a little conversation that was all one-sided, led by the referee, Jeremy Swafford.
Drew Johnson's trying to get in Noah's head, and if I'm Noah, I just look at him and go, check the scoreboard out, brother, because that's what the score is right now.
Jaeger, 2 points, but he's got 7 assists and about 4 or 5 steals, and the Panthers intent with working clock. Well, I'm going to still get back to the foundation layer tonight, and that was the three-point shot. South gunned in 27 points worth, of them in the opening 18 minutes to take a commanding 20-point lead at halftime. Jaeger inside the paint. Inside now is Hickman, and they're going to melt the clock now. 3:35 to play.
Yeah, they'll take a layup, Joe, if they get one, but they're not going to. If anybody shoots anything else,
now,
they'll be in
trouble.
We're
done seeing, and I was going to see how many threes, which I did check at halftime. We'll get to that in a minute as a foul is going to be called on Johnson. And that's four. What do you bet he fouls out of the game before this one's over?
That's even money. I don't think I can take those.
Hey, what was the score at the end of three? I know the Panthers had only
46-26.
Thank you.
And the Panthers only 10. So that was an even one. But like you said, I think they had it down to 13 or 14.
Yeah,
and
they
Columbus
got it.
East had the ball down that low.
Actually, they had two possessions trailing by 14.
Right.
Here's Roland at the line connecting. Well, I tell you, old Grayson hasn't lost his touch from the line ever since that night of the Conference Indiana Championship.
Yeah.
Well, he goes out right now. Drew Johnson leaves the game.
I tell you what, Brent's not happy with him.
And he hits them both. And we're talking about Grayson Roland. He's in double figures. He has 11. And it's 54-31, the biggest lead of the ball game. With it is Matt Frost trying to move against Leo. Put up a shot, got iron, tipped around, no good. Fight for the rebound. Frost shot fake, back up, got it. Matthew Frost now with his third field goal all in the second half. Guy took only one shot the first 16 minutes. A kid leading the Olympians this year in scoring, just under 15 a ball game, and the ball slapped out of Jaeger's hands.
Well, and the guy, Joe, that in the last couple games against Bloomington South has averaged 20 points a game. He's at a 21 and a 19 spot.
2:53 to play. Terry, when the Southsiders decided that, well, you know, the three was so good in the opening half, let's shoot some in the third, how many did they miss?
They went 0 for 6.
From behind the line.
From behind the line in the third quarter.
And they've not taken, even attempted. Well,
no.
Unless you want to find a seat. There's a palming the ball against Noah Jaeger.
Yeah, they didn't even look at one in so far in this fourth quarter, Joe.
Quickest way to the bench is to take a three. There's a three. They need a bunch of them. Whedon misses here, and Bamba's got the rebound. Joey looking for friendly faces and finds one in Noah Jaeger. 2:35 to play in the ball game. Panthers in the title game tomorrow night, looking for their fifth consecutive sectional championship. Now have taken the string of victories to 13 in a row. With this clock cleaner tonight, Leal is fouled. And doing the fouling was Beck Kelly. That's three on Kelly. All right, I looked it up. I took the time to look this up, Terry.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get it on before, because I know there's not going to be any more three shot. Up until that time in the ball game, or rather this season, South hit 13 threes against Illinois CRU. That was in the Wedding tournament.
Right.
Back in December. They hit 11 against North Posey and 10 against Evansville Central. And shooting, what was that? Connor Hickman, 1-2 from the line. Shot taken, a three, and there's another three-pointer by Carson Whitehead. Hickman hit 1 of 2, and the lead is 55-36. 2 minutes to play here, right at the 7 o'clock hour. This game started at 5:58 when they tipped it up, and we've played an hour and 2 minutes this entire ball game. 55-36. Down to a minute 47 to play. Down on the wing. So we've got some spots to catch up on and tell you a little about tomorrow night. We'll be here starting at 6:30 with Chalk Talk. Terry will do that with JR. And we got a grab and a foul on Whedon. Tonight's broadcast of Panther basketball has been brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana and by Bounds Flooring. For all your flooring needs, they're located in the TIS building at 5005 North State Road 37. Out north of town, stop in tomorrow and see him or give him a call. Bounds Flooring, 812-332-6555. As Brent Chitty taking out his seniors. And there are a bunch of them, Frost, Whitehead, Whedon, Johnson, Kelly, all seniors playing in their final game. And here's Jaeger at the line, and he rolls it in.
He hit both of them, didn't he, T? Oh, he's still there.
No, he's got one more. He's got one more.
Game moved so quick, I can't even.
I tell you what, I've never seen a. I've never done a game that moved this fast.
Jaeger will bounce it a couple of times. Noah with three. Percentage-wise, the best free throw shooter. Well, Bamba is, but he's only taken 10. He's only missed one. But Jaeger is 78%, and he has four. Meeks is in, or is he? No, Maddox Blackwell is. Bruce Furr is. Trent Kirby is. Jalen Peck and Cody Doig. So the Panthers will rest as JR has cleared the bench, and so is Brent Chitty. Playing with the basketball, that's Ben Major inside, a shot taken, and Trent Kirby rips off the rebound. Minute 12 to play is Jalen Peck. And I'll just asterisk this right now. There will not be any one of the five playing right now attempting a three-pointer.
I would think not.
So after missing none, hitting none of the six they took from behind the line, they shut that tap off after hitting 9 of 15 in the opening half and blowing this one out in the first, 16 minutes of the contest.
Right.
Down to 42 seconds to play, 57-36. That's been our largest lead of the night. And the Panthers will play either East Central or Shelbyville. They played Shelbyville earlier this year in the Bloomington North Classic, and it was a hard-fought 72-66 win. And we'll see how they play against the Trojans from East Central. Dave Disborough still coaching basketball over in St. Leon.
Yeah.
That's going to be your final score tonight. There probably won't even be a shot. And your final score, Panthers move to 22-3. They've won 13 in a row as they defeat Columbus East soundly here tonight, 57-36. Our postgame show brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson and by Advanced Auto Care. Back with our postgame after this two-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Game one in the books. The Panthers winning for a 13th consecutive game, and all they've done over the course of the last eight quarters against two opponents is give them 60 total points. You'll remember how they closed out Northview on 8:07 night as they went on that 33-0 run, and they almost ran the Columbus East right out of Memorial Gymnasium with a prolific first quarter in which they gunned in 5 of 6 from behind the line. Terry will have the stat story. That's the good news. They had nine first half three-pointers, decided that they keep shooting them early on in the third. Well, they weren't going in. The lead went from 21 down to 14 at 36-22, and enough of the three-point shooting. Obviously, they didn't hit any in the second half, and their percentage also dropped. But their winning percentage on the scoreboard advanced as they're now 22-3 and in the title game for a fifth consecutive year. 13 straight. And Anthony Leal leads what was not a disjointed lineup tonight. By that I mean the balance wasn't all there. But Roland was in double figures. Hickman got off to a quick start, scoring only 1 point in the second half. But Terry will give you all the stats here in a second. We played this basketball game. It ended officially at 7:08. So we played an hour. We played a basketball game in an hour and 10 minutes.
It's 57 amazing.
To 36. Not a lot of fouls called in this one. So the stat story will be complete when we come back for the final time after this two-minute break. Terry will also have our players of the game. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, I hope that's a good sign.
I do, too. It's being very optimistic.
It is being. I like that.
I like it.
They're not to the regional yet, but, I like that, though.
But our boss, the lovely and talented Laura Duncan, thought so, and I applaud her for that.
That's good karma, and she's right. A very smart woman, and maybe she knows something that we don't. And that's perfectly all right, because you know who we're rooting for tonight.
That's right.
And it was a wire-to-wire job. Panthers jumped out 6-0 and started pouring it on from behind the line, led 24-8, 26-8. They led by as many as 21 in the opening half. It was 18-6 at the end of one, 36-16 at halftime. And in the second half, things drastically dropped off, as Terry will tell you, as East only scored 20 points and the Panthers 21. But they win it by 21, 57-36. Terry, how about the final stats?
All right, thank you, Joe. For the Columbus East Olympians, finished their year 12-11. A guy that we've known for a long time, I consider him a friend, Brent Chitty. At this gutsy little bunch at least squeezed another game out of the with the upset over Bloomington North Tuesday night. They finished 12 of 31 from the field for 38%, 3 of 12 from three ball range, and 9 of 13 from free throws, so they were 69% there. Also finishing the game, I had them for 12 turnovers, which you can sometimes live with, sometimes you don't. But their leaders, Carson Whitehead, finished with 11 points, 6 points apiece for senior Matt Frost, and off the bench, Jacob Pierce, 5 points for Tyler Boyer, who was the Cougar killer on Tuesday night, 4 points for Drew Johnson, and 2 points apiece for Lakeven Whedon and Beck Kelly. And then the bench was unloaded. Major Murphy, Kuhlman, Chandler, and Harden. No one scored in that. 36 points for the Columbus East Olympians. For the Panthers, as Joe commented, after the hot shooting three in the third quarter, they went 0-for-6, and JR promptly pulled the plug on the three-ball shooting for the rest of the game. As a matter of fact, they shot 2 shots in the fourth quarter. 2 layups for South. The rest of it was parading to the free throw line. So South finished 19 of 43 for 44% from the game. 9 of 21 from the three, which is a very respectable almost 43% from three. But you don't want to take them when you're up 20 and decide I'm padding averages tonight. I'm sure in the morning he'll have some choice comments for me that you can hear tomorrow night, because he won't be happy. He'll pull that one out of his hat to get these guys ready to go tomorrow night. 10 of 11 from the free throw line for the Panthers for 90%, and a considerable rebounding edge. 28 to 13 was my score. Regardless of what the officials' score is, the Panthers killed them on the boards, much like Bloomington North did the other night. Leading way for the Panthers, junior Anthony Leal, 23 points tonight. Had 10 in the first half, 13 in the second. A very consistent effort for Anthony. 11 points for Grayson Rowland. Another good job for Grayson tonight. Overall, good game. 7 points for Connor Hickman. 6 points for Joey Bamba off the bench. Nice job again tonight by Joey. Only 4 points for Noah Jaeger. But I also had him for 5 rebounds. I know Joe mentioned at 1.7 assists. He probably ended up with at least one more and had quite a battle with Drew Johnson. So 4 for Noah Jaeger and a lot of assists, many on three-pointers. And then 2 points, and believe it or not, in whatever 3 minutes, whatever he ended up playing, Jordan Meeks with 2 points and 6 rebounds. He really has a nose for the ball, goes after it well. That would be the Panthers' 57 points. So, Joe, 57-36, an odd third quarter to where it looked like Columbus East was getting back in the game. You told me they had 2 possessions of having the ball in a 14-point deficit. They came up empty both times, and the 20-point halftime lead ended up staying 20 at the end of the third to get to our final, 57-36. Panthers win.
And tonight's postgame show and our glance at our final stats brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson. They've got everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. You can count on Black Lumber, and by Advanced Auto Care, Dave and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine Transmission Installation Experts at Advanced Auto Care. They're open tomorrow, 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call, 812-330-1620. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Smithville. You know, Smithville Security wants to be your home's new watchdog with that 24/7 smart home security system. Go online at smithvillesecurity.com. Smart, safe, simple, Smithville.
All right, thank you, Joe. And I'm going to go with Anthony Leal tonight. Just an overall fine effort. He was the guy that when things got a little south in the third quarter, everybody hit shooting threes. He didn't shoot any. And that's kind of, after as hot as he was to start, that's very surprising. But what Anthony did was hit all three of his shots in the third quarter, both of his free throws in the third quarter for eight, and settled the Panthers down, and they ended up holding the lead that they had at half. He was 7 of 11 from the field. I had him 3 of 5 from 3, 6 of 7 at the line, and 7 rebounds. A stat stuffer night for Anthony Leal, our player of the game.
All righty, Terry. Well, a couple of notes. With this win, by the way, we could see another milestone tomorrow night. This victory by Bloomington South as Bloomington South High School. Keep in mind, they started playing in 73, and this was their 99th victory against 44 all-time losses in the tournament. So tomorrow night, should they get number 5, would be their 100th tournament victory and the 5th consecutive sectional championship. So that is yet another milestone, and what has become a season of milestones. The South has had longer winning streaks, but they're currently, Terry, on a 13-game winning streak, and as we suggest, over the last 8 quarters now, they have allowed only 60 total points.
Yeah, their defense has been outstanding. They move as one. It's like fingers of a hand. And as you rotate your hand around, if you just hold it out, that's how these guys cover for each other. There's constant pressure out front by Noah Jaeger and also Connor Hickman, Grayson Rowland. Those three guys can pressure just about anyone. And then you've got Leal and Adam Graham that can clean the boards. And also, I'll tell you what, Anthony Leal is a much, much better defender than some people may give him credit for, because he averages 21 points a game. South played excellent. This winning streak is good, but I know right now that these guys and JR, right now they want one more tomorrow night.
Well, by the way, a postscript, too, as we add to possible candidates tomorrow night. South played Shelbyville back in December. It was right before Christmas in the Bloomington North Classic and beat them 72-66. They did not play East Central, but we know Dave Disbrow will have his squad ready to go. They're 16-6 here, getting ready to play Shelbyville, who ousted. They have an upset already.
Yeah.
Probably won an upset to them, because they've been playing some pretty good basketball. They're 13-10, and they will be the opponent. I don't know if they ran out of money when they were fixing and making these uniforms, but they look like they ran out of money when they went to put the numerals on. Because without the cheaters, the old man wouldn't be able. That's the smallest numeral on a jersey I think I've ever seen in my life.
Ah, Joe, I concur. You can barely read them. And when you just looked at the Panthers and the East Olympians numbers, these are small in comparison. I would agree. There must have been budget items there.
Must have been budget items. But that'll be game two, so we'll know tomorrow night, Terry, with JR and Chalk Talk starting at 6:30. And I'll join him after Indiana beats Michigan State to complete that sweep of the number 6 Spartans tomorrow at high noon. Final score from West from Owen Valley earlier tonight. J.B. Neal's Edgewood Mustangs win it over West Vigo 55-39 for their 20th victory of the year. So, like South, they'll play for a title tomorrow night as they will battle either Owen Valley, most likely Owen Valley, its arch rival, unless Brown County comes up with a huge upset over the Patriots, highly unlikely with the Patriots playing at friendly confines of Patriot Hall. So we wish the Mustangs the very best. Nice, well done job tonight. There, 55-39. Our last asterisk of the night. Don't forget to join Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk. He'll catch you up all the upsets. We had a few on opening night around the state, and you can catch Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell at 9:30 tonight. And that may start at 9, but I think we've always been joining it in progress, but I think the official start for Bob's show is at 9:30 tonight here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Well, that's about the story. Signing off, a quick one tonight. It's not even 7:25. And behind the scoring of Anthony Leal tonight, the Panthers win for a 13th consecutive time, and they'll take their 22-3 record into the championship game tomorrow night alongside either Shelbyville or East Central, and that game still about 10 minutes away from starting here, game two tonight. So that's the story from Memorial Gymnasium on a semifinal Friday. For Alex Lester, our producer, another outstanding job controlling things high atop One City Center. For all of our sponsors and for Terry Stoltz, Joe Smith, bidding you good evening from Memorial Gymnasium here at Columbus North, where again the final tonight, the fifth-ranked South Panthers knock off Columbus East 57-36. Good night, everyone.
Coverage of the 109th Annual Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, sponsored by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL, is brought to you by Smithville, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Bounds Flooring, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Lloyd Law, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, and Chris Smith Remax Acclaimed Properties. Monroe County's home for high school sports is News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.